I am so proud if I allowed my family pride to be denied.
This is GamesAtWork.biz with your hosts, Michael Martin and Michael Rowe. This is episode 11, Mowing the Lawn. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Michael Rowe here in beautiful Durham, North Carolina. The windows are open. I'm sure you can hear the neighbors mowing their lawn. I don't know why they're mowing the lawn at 3 a.m. in the morning. No, just kidding. And this is time for another exciting episode at GamesAtWork.biz with my buddy Michael Martin.
Hey, glad to be here with my co-host Michael Rowe. It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood as well, although I couldn't tell you because I'm in a boxed-in office and I have no view of the outside. But I'm happy to be here with you. And we have a show.
We have a show, and we have a really cool blog post, kind of fitting with the theme of the show, from Jason Snell, who many of you may know, isn't he like the senior editor of Macworld magazine?
I think he is.
Something
and
like that.
And I love the blog that he's on. It's the Tech Hive, which reminds me of bees.
Yes, and Beehive, but we won't go there. He is also the senior VP and editorial director of this Tech Hive blog, and he posted an article a couple of days ago, maybe a week or so ago now, called "The Hard Work of Keeping Up with Social Games," and I laughed out loud on this one when I saw him send it across the Twitter world, because I know this all too well.
You resemble the thing. Let's
we resemble that blog.
let's set up the blog post so we can talk to it for Jace. Our listeners. So the blog post, as we set it up, is it's hard work having fun,
yes,
and keeping up with social games. So the that says it all in the title. The social games create messages, create another inbox, and for people who love the inbox zero concept, we now have like a game inbox zero.
Yes. So our buddy Merlin Mann, who is the founder of the concept of inbox zero, and it's something that I strive for, to, you know, keep the inbox clear, focus on the things that you need to focus on, touch an email once and get it out of the way, that whole process, you know. That's fine if it's your email, but what about if it's all your reminders on social games?
Yes. So the nagware from the games, you know, it becomes this social, you know, prompting. You know, you're playing Words with Friends. It's your turn.
Yeah, and well, you know, draw something you and I are kind of playing right now is
we're not kind
vicious.
Of playing. We are playing.
It's
it.
Vicious we're playing it. Because if you don't respond, I can nag you in it. I can actually poke you and say, hey. Did you respond? Did you mow the lawn yet? Did you figure out my picture?
Are you mowing the lawn with a remote controlled lawnmower?
Yes.
That is awesome.
So you can really annoy the crap out of your quote friends when you're having fun playing a game.
Yeah. Well, right. So the interesting thing here is we have now what is essentially a dunning system for gameplay.
Yes.
For turn-based gameplay.
Yes.
So yeah, and I've noticed actually that you have not yet nagged me about doing my turn in Words with Friends.
No.
Which I appreciate.
I know you do, and I
reciprocate too. By the way, I don't nag you.
I know you appreciate it, and I appreciate you appreciating that I appreciate your appreciation.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. And so, you know, I read this article with a lot of cynicism in my brain, right? Because, yeah, the whole aspect of social gaming is to leverage the social activity to get the value out of the game, either for the participants or the developers, right? And so, you know, let's pick on Draw Something some more. One thing I noticed recently in that game is you can spend coins,
yes,
to do challenge words that are, yes, on specific categories.
Yes.
And you gain more coins if those are played.
I know. Didn't you like my brains one?
Brains. Yes, that was awesome. And the thing that I didn't realize, or I didn't pay attention, or just, you know, zoned out on, was I was spending all my little... Actually, you spend bombs, not coins.
Yeah, right. You have to spend a bomb to get to... Yeah, and the latest one was like two bombs. It was
And bombs are expensive. Because the coins that you make, you can either use to get more colors or get bombs.
Well, you have to have some sort of in-game purchase in order to make this an attractive money-making thing for, in this case, Zygna, the guys who did draw something. So I appreciate that. I know where they're coming from.
Yes, but I didn't pay attention. I realized, you know, I had gotten a bunch of bombs recently because I had collected my coins because I refused to pay real money for it. And now I have no bombs left because I wasn't paying attention. I was spending bombs. I was like, oh, cool, click. Even though it's very obvious that if you actually read the screen and pay attention. So now you have the idea that you're targeting specific insights that you're trying to gain. So, for example, I was playing with a listener of ours in Australia, and I chose First World Problems. And the drawing was the Mercedes logo.
So that's now, a first world problem?
That's a first world problem? But anyway, so did that one. And if you think about, again, visual search algorithms, they now have multiple layers of categorization to identify people's drawings of the Mercedes logo. You know, trying to figure out the value of the game and how they've actually, through these notifications and this social pressure, can get more and more value out of, in Draw Something's case, the ability to identify algorithms for identifying visual search elements.
All right, so Zygna, for you guys,
if you're listening, we're turning up the pressure on people to do it.
So for our friends at Zygna, number one, you should know that we love your game, and number two, we have a revenue opportunity, I think, here for you. So, yes. Michael, you ready for this?
Yes.
Here's the revenue opportunity. You can have advertising in your game in the form of sponsored words for people to draw. Because now, number one, you're getting people to draw logos of some of their favorite products. Number two, you're now getting representations of those favorite products, which will make visual search engines even better. So the collateral from the game itself could be something that could be fed into a third-party search engine to make those search engines better for visual search and identification of search terms. And number three, it's still fun, and people will do it.
And they'll pressure each other into doing it.
And there will be a little bit of social pressure into it. So then, you know, how about this? How about you now do a little bit of gifting in there too, right? So, you know, what if there were a sponsored set of links from a food manufacturing company or the tourist bureau for a particular country? And by doing a certain number of these words correctly with the people you're playing with, they will give you in-game currency, bombs or coins or whatever to further encourage you to do what you were doing, and then maybe even provide you with a link of interest that says, oh, you know, you've now drawn these various kinds of cheeses from the Cheese Council from this country. You can go over here and learn more about those, history of those cheeses, and where you might be able to buy some.
Or even better, I've seen you've drawn a lot of hot dogs lately. Here's a coupon on your mobile device that you can carry into the grocery store and buy an 8-pack of Oscar Mayer wieners.
Yes.
Right? So transfer the game mechanic and the value to a real-world value. Now, the other one that I think is interesting, to go back to Jason's article here, is how about to reduce the pressure, right? So you've done this. The Nagwares are piling up. Your inbox of, oh, my God, I got to go play that, is going crazy. And if you engage for 3 straight days in an appropriate time, then, for example, in Words with Friends, where if you don't play within a certain time period, you forfeit the game, they give you grace periods. because you've been so active and so engaged for so long. How about we extend your grace period for an extra day?
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, the social pressure is certainly there to make you continue to come back and play the game more often. So let me give you another example of the come back play more often. I'm playing a game called Fruit Ninja.
Wow!
Exactly. So,
splat.
So this particular game, you are a ninja, which I am, and you move back and forth on the screen, left to right, and you avoid these fruit, which in some cases aren't fruit. They're like coconuts or your watermelon. Well, watermelon's fruit. Watermelon's and they fruit. Try to bounce on your head. Watermelon.
Rutabaga.
So the engagement of this game is you move along, you get these dragon eggs, you get coins, you can buy in-game purchases with the things you collect by playing the game, but they're making it a little bit more engaging by providing additional coins or in-game purchase elements when you spell out words for the letters that bounce along to try to hit you on the head, and you use the power-ups to get rid of them.
By the way, my latest game, just to kind of get on that, sounds similar but completely different than Fruit Ninja.
It's just like it.
It's just like, but totally different. It's the Charles Darwin or Chuck Darwin's X Squad, another game from Adult Swim.
Ah, okay.
And in this one, you have two explorers with a trampoline.
Yes.
And from the top of the screen or from a cliff, you go to various parts in the world, and endangered species jump off a cliff, and you have to bounce them off the trampoline to put them somewhere safe.
Oh, so they don't get squished.
Right. However, every once in a while, a bomb will come floating down from the top of the screen.
And you don't want to save those bombs.
No, because it'll blow up your trampoline and game over. And then the other one that is fun, when you go
Game over, man!
So the other one that's pretty cool is when you get to a certain point or you surpass X number of levels, you have to bounce a, I think it's a sperm whale on the trampoline.
Oh,
and you get points for every time it bounces. Because, of course, you're not going to bounce it and bounce it away to safety. It's just going to bounce. Fun stuff.
Those Adult Swim guys are pretty good.
They're pretty crazy, especially...
Now from the article, though, have you played this Let's Sing game? I have not done that yet.
Not yet. I keep thinking about it, and, you know, I do read a lot of the stuff that Lex Fridman has written in Macworld, and also I've seen him talk a couple times in San Francisco at the Macworld conference. I don't know, because the whole purpose of that game is kind of to sing badly, and I hate bad singing.
Oh, I didn't realize it was singing badly. I will have to share this with my wife, because there's a couple of games that are kind of fun. There was one called Encore, and there was one called Humble. We used to play these.
That kind of humble.
These were singing games. They were card-based singing games, so you'd be in person. Imagine that.
You know,
around the table.
What pressure!
And you would be given, you know, songs to sing, and you had to sing the song with at least five or six words of the song, you know, correctly. This is Encore, and it's a competitive singing game, so you'd have to do that. And then the other team would have to sing a song with the keyword in it, another five, seven words around it, and go back and forth until you kind of went kerblooey.
Hmm.
You know?
So you like kind of push each other through the lyrics of the song.
Well, no. So yeah. Let's say that the word was Kalamazoo, right? So there aren't many songs with the word Kalamazoo in it. You know, you could say, I've got a gal in Kalamazoo. You could sing that one, right?
Pardon me, boy, is that a Kalamazoo? No, that doesn't work.
Chattanooga.
I know.
But so you would say that, and then the other team would be stumped, and then the first team would get a point.
Stump the chump.
Yeah, so if you got a word like love, that one could go on for hours
right.
If you had talented people. So
right, fun
game.
Yes.
So I'll have to point this this Let's Sing game at my wife and see what she thinks of it. I may shoot myself afterwards, because she might like it a lot.
And then you're in trouble, especially as you're traveling and suddenly you get, you know, five reminders. Hey,
especially.
Let's sing. You gotta listen to it. Go get a listen.
So. I had a little tweet last night that came to me from Fruit Ninja that I thought I'd share too, because it's another kind of And yeah, my keyword for today is shuriken, which I thought was, you know, pretty good. It's a very ninja-esque kind of word. We'll see if they do hanbo another time, but I bet they won't. Anywho, the link was to an American Express game, which was focusing on small business. So this was an iAd that was in the Fruit Ninja game. And I kind of like to see what's coming up in these ads. So this was really cool. And the iAd that came up from American Express then took me to an iAd site. So it wasn't a website. It was inside the iAd engine. And I got to play several games to demonstrate my guessing of, you know, what type of business a particular small business was, or, you know, here are three small businesses, guess where they might be in the United States.
You know, it sounds very much like a game I played earlier this week from American Airlines.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
What was that?
So it was a game, and the idea was you would log into your American Airlines iPhone app, and you would do you're a spy and you go into a city and what do you need to bring? Or you're going to LA to a red carpet event, what do you need to bring? And they had a professional packer who did a lot of traveling and kind of rate the various aspects of what you do to say how well do you score, how much of a travel warrior are you, etc. With the idea then, and I can't remember what you win. I don't know if it was you just win miles or they actually give you one of the trips. But there were three different trips, and then you were rated against other people playing the game.
You know, and here's another hot tip, American Airlines. You could just award like 10 miles, and people would
play like crazy. These
games. They would play these games like nuts.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. I'm going to have to check this out.
Well, I know it's a short time for a show today, and we are right at time right now. So just want to remind everybody that we do, we recently got on Stitcher Radio.
Yes.
And that is effective as of our last show. And don't forget, we are over at Facebook. We are on Google+. We are on Twitter. We are on iTunes. And our website at gamesatwork.biz.
And one little sound effect I have to add before we go. Ready?
Go for it.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye. You've been listening to gamesatwork.biz, the podcast about gaming technology. We are part of the Blueberry Podcasting Network, and you can follow us at Twitter at gamesatwork_BIZ. We'd like to thank the guys at Zebes Systems for their rocking version of the Moon Patrol game theme.